everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scope for the 19th of March. So today, Mercury makes a conjunction to the Moon's North Node, the Moon enters Cancer, Mars makes a semi-sextile to Neptune, and the Sun makes a semi-square to Jupiter. So when the Moon enters Cancer, we can have an increase in our emotional sensitivity, intuition, and just be more nurturing. It's a great energy for self-care, spending time with those you love, and healing emotional wounds. But negatively, we can become more moody, more sensitive, and this can make us more clingy in relationships or protective, and this can just cause problems with others, especially if they want to do their own thing and we're like, no, I'm scared, and being irrational with it. Yeah, be nurturing, be caring, that's not what I'm saying, but just allow people to have their space as well. So the best use of this energy is to connect with your emotions, have honest conversations with others about your needs and desires, and try and actively listen and create a safe space and be open to compromising any of your demands today. Mercury's conjunction to the Moon's North Node supports us in expanding our social networks, being more curious about learning, especially when it comes to communication skills. Negatively, we can overlook people's emotional needs, counteracting the effects of the Moon in Cancer. So we have to make sure we try and consider the feelings and emotions of others while not trying to dominate their actions, striking a balance between being logical and rational and being intuitive, and having more meaningful conversations, and just being able to use our words and actions to uplift and inspire others rather than imprison and control them. Ultimately, in the spiritual levels, Mercury's conjunction to the Moon's North Node allows us to connect with our inner spirituality, be open to higher realms of consciousness, and create positive changes in our lives and relationships. Helps us with our self-reflection. Mars's semi-sextile to Neptune supports us with our spiritual awareness and being more creative as well, but we may get carried away by unrealistic goals and illusions, because Neptune energy can always make us overindulge in alcohol, sex, drugs and everything else when we use in excess. That's toxic to us, so we may try and avoid our routine, not take accountability for our actions, escape, lie, manipulate others, ignore red flags just so we can numb ourselves from our pain. So it's important to be loving and nurturing with ourselves and seek out help if need be, as well as allowing ourselves to be guided by the subtle energies at play today. And by doing this, we can tap into the luminous sort of like power of the universe and just be open to a sense of unity and oneness within ourselves as we surrender to the flow of life and just allow ourselves to work through our pain and surrender to ourselves rather than running away from ourselves. So the Sun semi-sextile to Jupiter allows us and supports us in getting outside of our comfort zones, being more optimistic, but we just have to watch out for being overconfident and arrogant and walking over other people's boundaries as well, and look out for other people doing that to us. And with the Neptune Mars semi-sextile, we may, as I said, want to escape and run away, so we just have to be, Jupiter's expanding this tendency here, so we want to use the positive of this energy, which is allowing us to be grounded and to uplift our own spirits in healthy ways and to get out of our comfort zone, so breaking away from the limiting ways that we normally deal with our life, heartbreaks and abandonment and our emotions, and trying to find new ways to deal with our emotions as well. Just make sure we don't use this energy to be impulsive and reckless. Best use of this energy is to set realistic goals, tell yourself that you love yourself, and try and understand yourself and forgive yourself for any mistakes, and just try and be cautious and consider the potential of any actions and words that you do right now as well, because as I said, we can do things that rock the foundations of our lives, our careers, our relationships. So just take risks, but make sure that you think about the consequences before you do so. So content creators can talk about how we can increase our productivity, how visualization and meditation and other techniques can help us heal and understand our emotional, psychological and spiritual pain, and talking about how we can overcome our self-limiting beliefs is giving tips and strategies on how doing that, making that time to understand all the different aspects of our psychological and emotional and spiritual health, and finding our purpose in life and striving for our personal greatness, not in the ways that the world tells us to, but in the ways that, you know, we meet our own needs for what personal greatness means for us. So for a lot of us, it would be, you know, being able to love ourselves, take care of ourselves, meet our emotional, spiritual and psychological needs, as well as manage our physical health and take care of our financial health as well. So yeah, that's the daily scope for the 19th of March.